Was that the song?
That's not the song.
Oh.
That's the Windows login sound.
That should be our song.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
Welcome to episode beta 2, and my first question for you, Charlie, what was that from?
Straight into it? Jesus.
Yes, let's get straight into it. Oh, by the way, Charlie's on the line.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
I thought you forgot about me.
Oh, no. I can never forget about you, my friend.
Ha ha ha.
What was that from?
I don't know. Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Mm.
My God.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. When I went to Italy for the last month for 2 weeks, that's all I watched on TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Except in Italian?
In Italian.
Fresh Prince.
It was, his name is Willy.
Willy. That must sound so weird with black people speaking Italian.
Yeah. It was funny. It was a good show.
All right. I'm going to start with a rant. You ready?
Yes. I'm always ready for your rants.
All right. We're going to talk bathroom etiquette this week.
Oh, goodness. I like it.
So I'm in the bathroom for miscellaneous reasons.
In the bathroom right now?
No, not right now.
Recording this podcast on the toilet.
That'd be awesome. That's true multitasking.
That is true multitasking. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, actually, you mentioned this. Have you ever talked to somebody and they told you they were in the bathroom or like heard a flush?
Oh my God, all the time.
It's the worst,
it's
man.
It's the worst. And you know what? My ex-boyfriend used to do that all the time to me. And he would go, he would just talk to me normally. And then he'd be like, wait just a second. I have to wipe. And be like, oh my God, are you in the toilet? Hang up. And I would hang up.
I feel violated when I hear that.
But you know what? That's a great way for, if you want to make your girlfriend never touch your cell phone.
Yeah, well, that's a good, yeah.
Because I have never, ever touched his cell phone.
That's awesome. Okay. Rant commence. So I'm in the bathroom, right? And I don't know if it's the same for women, but there's an unwritten rule. We have certain etiquette, okay? The first rule is if there's three, because we have, of course, urinals and the bowls, right, for number two.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a three urinal setup, the golden rule is you do not use the middle urinal, because that is, you have to implement.
You need a buffer.
You need the one urinal gap, the buffer between two men. The only time it's allowed is during a sporting event or something like that, and you can use all of them. But normally that middle urinal is simply to buffer between the two urinals.
So that you can't check out the other person's penis?
Why would I want to check out a guy?
Oh, don't lie.
No, I never look. I always look down. You look down and forward. You do not look to the side,
you
ever.
Look at 7 o'clock? Like,
never. Never. You never look at 7 o'clock.
I would always look at 7 o'clock.
Well, you're a girl. Of course you're going to look at the junk.
No, if I was a guy, I would totally compare myself.
Why would I compare? What would I need to compare? No, guys don't. I don't know if guys do. I don't. I'm not worried about this guy's dick. I'm not going to need his dick for anything. So he can do whatever he wants with his own dick. I'm fine with my dick. Thank you. So anyways, there are certain rules, right? You don't use the middle urinal. You do not converse when you are peeing, ever.
No. Okay.
Never, never, never.
Dang.
You can nod to say, okay, I understand that you are there. I recognize that you are next to me. That's it. You do not make small talk. No, it's like you're relieving yourself. It's
crazy how guys and girls are so different.
It's weird, like talking to another man while you have your dick in your hand, releasing bodily fluids. You don't do
girls
it.
Girls, okay? Go to the bathroom together all the time.
No, but they just do that to, I don't know why. That's weird.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
It's very hard to get me into a bathroom with another girl. But if I'm really, really drunk, I'll be like, I really have to go pee. And somebody goes, I have to go pee too. I'll come with you. I won't fight her for it. I'll be like, okay, whatever, come. But, or else I'll be like, no, wait, you stay here. And then I'll leave. But whatever, girls go to the bathroom, you pee, and you just look away for a second.
Okay, say if you're taking a crap, right? Do you guys talk to each other?
Well, I've never taken a crap in front of somebody else before.
I'm not saying, you know, the guy's person's not staring at you.
If we're peeing, yes, we'll talk to each other.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Again, when I'm really drunk, because I don't do it if I'm sober. But I've seen, I know a lot of people that go to the bathroom together. Actually, you'll hear it all the time in the woman's bathroom when you're at a bar or something like that. Girls will go into the stall together and they'll be talking to each other while one is peeing.
It's okay if you're washing your hands. That's fine.
No, no.
But if you're relieving yourself, you do not communicate.
Yeah, in the stall. Because I guess for girls, it's not, I don't know. I have no idea why.
Okay, so as well in the stalls, right, when you're doing the other shit, literally.
Okay.
You still have to implement that one stall gap.
Why?
Because, like, if I'm taking a shit, I don't want somebody's, like, to see somebody's legs right next. Like, why do you have to sit in the middle? Especially if, like, okay, I understand, you know, hey, shit happens, right? You gotta go. If the other two are being used and you're stuck, I understand. But if the other one's free and I'm on the right and you're not going on the left, there's something wrong. That what? Is not
that is,
acceptable.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It is not weird. Why are you using the middle urinal? There's no reason to do it.
Wait, I understand the now I can't speak for some reason. The urinal thing, I understand, because you literally can bump shoulders with the other guy.
Or bump something else.
Yeah. Or something else. Hey, I want to meet that guy. but a stall? Stall? A stall can have a wall. Who cares if they're right next to you? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's not the stupidest thing. What do you think? Why are you? It's like so. Okay.
Next to you's gonna do. He's gonna start.
Let me finish. Like, let me finish. It's like that guy who sits next to you on the bus when it's empty. Like, why are you doing that?
Again, not the same.
Same thing.
No, there's no wall.
But it's a thin layer of wall.
Doesn't like, matter. The guy can't,
but
like...
there's no reason for you to be in the middle if you have a stall at the adjacent end that you can use.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I can't believe you don't understand this.
I do understand perfectly fine. I don't understand.
There's no reason to use the middle stall unless you're stuck. I understand number one and number three are being used. You got to take a crap.
Listen, I understand what you're saying is there's 20 stalls in a washroom and you're in one and the guy literally goes next to you. That's a little weird. That's like he might murder you in a second.
It's the same as three.
No.
It depends on the gap. No.
And he just picks one randomly and happens to be one of the two choices and you're there. There's a wall there. He's not going to start playing footsies with you. Like, just let him
crap. The gays do that, apparently.
They know.
It's weird.
Just stop.
They do that. It's code. Have you seen the news?
It's not code.
Yeah, a U.S. politician got arrested for this because you tap three times or something. That means you want to, like, get it on.
Okay, fine. But unless he taps three times, you have nothing to worry
about. And what if he does tap three times? What would I do? I'm stuck on the stall. I can't have to finish what I'm doing.
You don't answer. It's not like he's going to jump you.
No, but I'm right there. What if I accidentally tap and that means like I'm ready to go and then he's like going under a stall and shit?
He's not
going
to rape you. If you tell him you're not interested and you like vaginas, he's going to leave you alone.
Imagine that conversation. You're just like, you're going to crap.
Dude, I like vaginas.
It randomly comes... Just want to throw it out there, in case you're a homosexual, I am totally into vaginas, but thanks anyways.
Oh my god. Well, you know what? I don't understand what you're saying. For girls, it's not like that at all. I even don't understand why you need that buffer when you go to movie theaters, because I know you do that too.
If it's two men, yes, you absolutely have to have a buffer.
My god, are you a homophobe?
I'm not a homophobe. I just don't understand why you have to sit right next to another man. If you have the gap that's like, it's a crowded theater, that's fine. But you're the only two people in the theater. Why are you sitting next to each other? You need a bit of space to stretch.
Why?
Put your drink, stretch your arms and all this stuff.
Why? We need to be closer as a community, I think.
Okay, here we go with that. the theoretical, like, social media is ruining our lives.
It is.
And the one seat gap is ruining your life.
It is. The real one seat gap is clearly ruining yours.
I'm perfectly
You've
fine.
You've been ranting for 12 minutes.
All right. Let's agree to disagree and move on to Facebook stalking. You ready?
No, wait. It's my story now.
All right, go.
So here's a good one. Because you're a guy and I'm a girl, so we might differ. So you're driving and you're going to Toronto. Example. On the way...
City in Canada, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Toronto, Canada. You're driving wherever. And just going up to the highway at the entrance, you see a hitchhiker and he has a sign stating that he's going to Toronto. You pick him up?
Never.
Damn it, we agree.
Why am I gonna pick up some random fucking guy?
To be nice.
Is it a hot chick?
No.
No, then no.
What if it was a hot chick?
Yeah, I would consider it.
Would you though?
No. Because I'm like, okay, what's wrong with her that she wants to go in with a random guy, you know?
Because to be nice, a lot of people pick up hitchhikers. I wouldn't.
Not today. I'm I 30 years ago, maybe. Not today. No way. It's, you know, yeah, and you know what it is? I'm sure the people are nice and all that, but it's, you hear that, it's like the whole thing with the razor blade and the apple thing, right? I think it's happened to, like, I think two people.
No, I think it happened once, actually.
Yeah, and then, like, to this day, don't eat the apples because there's a razor blade. It just takes that one idiot, you know?
Yeah.
And all it is just people don't trust each other. They don't talk to each other anymore. Yes, it goes back to the bathroom stall.
But when you think about
people
it,
don't
yeah.
shit next to each other anymore.
Play footsies with each other.
Yeah.
But it sucks, though, when you think about it, because for the razor blades, that's a pretty good example. It happened once, and now it's in everybody's, the back of their minds at Halloween. Like, no, you can't give apples to kids anymore because there's a you know what? Now that I think about it.
Yes, I know where you're going with it. It's but the candy industry totally fucking planted this.
Probably. It probably never even happened, now that I think about it. Because apples cost literally 2 cents and candies cost 20.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hey, we wouldn't want people to give apples.
This whole thing with the Tylenol. Somebody laced some Tylenol or something once, and now all of the bottles have this protective label and all this stuff.
Well, yeah.
It's or the person who spilt the coffee on themselves and sued McDonald's for $4 million.
Right.
Now it's like, attention, you fucking idiot. Yeah. Don't forget, it's hot.
Yeah. But because there was no label on it, he was like, oh, I didn't know. Blah, blah. I was that dumb.
And they had to settle out of court because it was cheaper, which sucks because now everybody's going to be spilling coffee on their lap trying to sue them.
No, because now it's on the label now.
Oh, right, yeah. So in case you're an idiot, you forget the coffee's hot.
You're just an idiot now at this point. All right. We agree. No hitchhikers. Hooray.
Hooray. All right.
Point. Wait, do I lose a point if we agree?
No, there's no point system. Maybe we should implement a point system.
I think we should implement a point system.
I will take that under consideration. We'll discuss it during the next meeting.
I have minus one now.
Okay. Or minus one. Facebook stalking. You ready?
Yeah, go.
I saw a random picture of somebody. This happens from time to time. Where it's a picture from 2013. And then somebody makes a random comment on it.
Right. So it reappears?
Yeah. And the only reason somebody's going to be doing that is because they're actively looking through other people's photos.
Yes.
Which is kind of creepy, don't you think?
That's true.
It's like, don't you realize we all know you're a fucking stalker now?
I never thought about it that way, but yes, that's very true. However, if you post pictures on Facebook, you're asking for it.
I'm not saying it's anything. Like, yeah, you are right in that sense, right? But, okay, say if this guy you went to with high school, right?
Yeah.
You have him on Facebook. You haven't talked to him in like 3 years. And then he's like commenting on your photos from 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What is your first thought?
My first thought is nothing, actually. If we just became friends on Facebook, he's obviously going to go and explore my profile. Did we just become friends?
Okay, let's give it two examples. One you just became, and the other one's that you've known him for a while.
Do I still talk to this person?
No.
Okay, so one you just became, well, you have to expect people to go through your pictures.
Isn't that weird, though?
No, because that's what Facebook is. I mean, you put pictures on Facebook, it's because you expect, hopefully, and probably, that you expect people to see them, right?
But why are they looking at stuff from like 3 years ago? Why are they going through your like, I don't know.
Going through what? Your banking information?
No, but it's like, why are you, like, you add me, that's fine. You want to check what's going on, but you're doing this deep research.
Yeah, but what if you,
and you're like,
what if you literally, like, there's I became friends with somebody. No, was it I became friends with somebody? I ended up in somebody's profile images once. And they literally have 5 pictures there, okay? So, like, one that posted last week, the other one was in 2011, the other one was in 2010.
Okay.
So, there. What if I post a picture in 2010, let's say I comment on it and be like, hey, 2010, something, something, something.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, yeah, but if, you know, right? What if this person is commenting on a 2013 photo, but this person actually has only literally 10 pictures to view? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you have 1,000 photos from 2014 and they somehow got to 2013.
I don't know. There's something weird. Like you'll see this random comment and be like, "Hey, you look good," or this photo or whatever. And it just seems weird. Like, do you stalk Facebook stalk people?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, I Facebook stalk people if ever there's a client that emails me and they look shady. Like, because we get a lot of emails, unfortunately, from like photographers that are trying to get information from us, or from people that are trying to scam us in some way. So we Facebook people to make sure that they're real.
Do you add them, try to add them as a friend?
No. My God, no.
So you can just check out their public profile?
Yeah.
Do you find a lot of people actually hide stuff?
I hide everything. Like,
no, I mean, do you find that people have their privacy settings set so that you can't see what's going on, or like it's all public and you can see?
A lot of people are finally cracking down on putting everything private.
But isn't that going to hurt you or make your job more difficult now?
No.
Yeah, because you're trying to figure out what's going on with this.
To see the fact that their picture corresponds with their name and their job and that they're from Montreal, you know? And most of the time, that I don't need to see, like, if they're friends, if they went to Cuba last week. Like, I don't care about that part. But, no, it's not weird at all. I mean, if you have pictures on Facebook, I'm sorry, you're going to get a lot of stalking. Like, it's your own fault, if you ask me.
Do you think it's okay for an employer to say, hey, add me to your Facebook profile, I want to see what you're doing?
No, it's not okay.
Under no circumstances?
No, absolutely.
See if it was like CIA.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't ask.
They would already be in there.
Yeah. They already knew before they hired you.
Yeah. They got the back end through Zuckerberg. But I think
that's another thing. Like, if you post pictures, like, make sure that they're okay, because and that you're private, because your employer will go and Facebook stalk you.
I have this rule where anything I post on Facebook or any social media, whether it's set to private or not, I assume it's always public.
Right.
If I'm posting a photo up there, I'm assuming that I'm comfortable with everybody in the world seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how you should work.
That's how you got to work, because if not, that one drunk photo or that one photo you got the spliff or whatever, that's going to be that one photo that does you in at the end in 10 years.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. I have everything hidden on my Facebook, but you obviously see everything.
Yeah, because you have the public profile, which is the company thing. And then you have the private one.
Yes. And my private one, you can't see in when you're not my friend, you can't see half of the things.
Yeah.
That, more than that, actually. You probably see only like a quarter.
It's a way to do it. Okay, you're up.
Okay, I'm up. Okay, how about this? So you have a friend, and that friend has a girlfriend. You know for a fact that the girlfriend is cheating on him, on your friend.
Yeah.
But you're also friends with the girl.
Okay? Yeah.
Do you tell your other friend?
No, don't get involved.
Even if he repeatedly gets cheated on? It happened only once.
Don't get involved.
Why?
You can't. Because you're only going to get burned in the end. You're going to get fucked over. Either you're going to be implicated, you're going to get, like, she's going to bring you into it and say, oh, it's fucking your fault or whatever.
But it is. But it's not your fault. It's her fault.
It doesn't matter if it's your fault or not. The second you get involved, you're in the middle of that fucking firestorm. You just, to put a blind eye, you don't get involved. Never get involved.
I get involved.
You shouldn't, because that's the wrong. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's unfortunate to the guy. Yeah. But listen, most people, if you're getting cheated on, you fucking know about it. You're just putting a blind eye. Here's the thing, right? Say if my buddy, he's getting cheated on, and I go to him, I go, hey, you're getting cheated on with this girl's fucking around with you. At that point, you're making him act. You're putting him in a position where he has to act on it.
Right.
So either he's going to fucking go crazy on her or whatever, but you're putting him in that position instead of him figuring out on his own and doing it.
But that's not fair, though.
Absolutely. You're putting that guy on the spot to react and do something. What if he goes and beats the crap out of her because of it?
Then you go and get involved again and you call the
cops. Yeah, but you're not the United States of the fucking relationship world. It's not up to you to play superhero.
What are you talking about?
You know I'm right on this.
You know how many times that happens?
I'm telling you.
If your friend is a wife beater, well, you know what? You need to find out and get him off the streets. I'm sorry. You can't just let him be. If he's a wife
beater. I'm not saying he's going to beat her up.
But I'm saying that if worst case he beats her up, then be glad that you found out that and you're putting this guy off the street.
Be glad that the girl got the crappy now, you're saying.
Because it's not her cheating that made him beat up women.
Yeah, it's you telling him that it indirectly did it.
Listen to me. He already was that person.
No, you turned him into that person because you made him act.
The person doesn't turn into a wife beater. I'm sorry.
But you know what I'm saying.
No, okay. So, no, if a person gets cheated on once, I will not get involved. If he repeatedly gets cheated on and
he knows
still
about it.
He keeps turning a blind eye, even if he does not, I will get involved and be like, dude, what are you doing? Like, this girl's cheating on you.
No, but you're forcing him to react.
It's very, very easy for him to be like, listen, I know, but it's complicated.
No. Maybe in a woman's world, but not in a man's world. When you tell him, you're essentially putting him on the spot and saying, you need to fucking do something about this. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's the wrong choice. Don't get involved. You never get involved
at that point.
If he's getting cheated on, he already knows about it. You don't need to rub it in his fucking face.
Nobody's rubbing anything. That makes no sense.
He knows what's going on.
Nobody.
If he's getting cheated on 15 times, people aren't stupid. They know what's going on.
No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. People don't always know what's happening.
That you never get involved. That's my rule.
I want to hear from the listeners at this point.
Yeah, I seriously
because
want to hear
from
the listeners.
I don't agree with you at all. I think you should protect your friends if you care about them.
Well, yeah, but you're saying protecting your friends. That other one's also your friend. So you're putting her at risk.
Yes, you're putting her at risk, but she's doing a bullshit move.
She is a douche, but that's not your problem.
That is my problem now.
No, it isn't. You're making it your problem.
That's not something that you should do to people. You shouldn't cheat on them.
I don't agree. Yeah, but you're not the authority. You're not the moral authority in the world. You're not the president of the United States. You're not the police.
I could be.
I'm sure you'd love to be.
I'd love to be. So I'm going to hear from what they think.
Yes. Listeners, do you agree? Should you not get involved or should you be like Charlie and just go fucking Team America?
Should you be a douchebag, like old school?
A douchebag.
Or should
you
be a passionate friend like me?
Coming with the slinging. The mudslinging, the troll. You're a troll. I want to end the show on some Black Friday shopping talk.
No, wait. I don't want to end the show now because I have a really good one too. So do it fast and I'll do it fast. Promise.
I get that all the time. Black Friday shopping online versus in person.
100% online.
100%.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Why are you going to wait in line for 3 hours to get $10 off some bullshit item?
I don't understand that either. I mean, I guess it works more for electronics.
But even then, you can get deals online. Just gotta search. I mean, you got Newegg, you got Amazon. They price match everything. And what are you gonna save?
Black Friday?
What's that?
I don't think they price match on Black Friday.
That's true. But actually, you know what's interesting? We never had Black Friday till like 2 years ago.
We don't even have Black Friday.
We do now. It's a U.S. thing. It came over here because everybody was going to Future Shop. Like, hey, it's Black Friday. You're like, what the fuck's Black Friday? And they're like, yeah, U.S. thing. And they're like, no. So like, okay, fuck you. We're going to the States. So like, oh, wait, we got Black Friday.
Yeah, but it's not the same though. The deals aren't the same as the States. I think the States, they go like mad. The stores here won't open at 6 o'clock in the morning for Black Friday.
No, but they've still got sales. Like it's like a box. Cause we have box. They don't have Boxing Day. For the American listeners, Boxing Day is essentially like a Black Friday after Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So, but they don't have that. Well, we have Black Friday and Boxing Day now.
Oh, well.
Because
it's useless now at this point. Like, I never understood Black Friday. I never get out of my house on Black Friday. I definitely don't pass the border on Black Friday.
I just buy online, fuck. Don't waste your time. Okay, last story.
Okay, last story. See, that went fast. Okay, so here's a moral dilemma. So you have a kid, okay? Let's say you have a kid.
Boy or girl?
A boy.
Okay.
Okay? But you're single. So you're a single dad, you have a kid, okay. He's like 2 years old. You're single, you go to a party and you meet some girl and she seems really cool and you guys are talking and having fun, enjoying. Nobody asked anybody on a date yet, but you're having a great time. Okay?
Yeah.
When do you think is an appropriate time to tell this girl that you have a kid? Would you tell this person you have a kid?
Not right away, no.
But so this is my dilemma. When do you think is an appropriate time for it? Because technically, if you reverse the positions, and that person had a kid, wouldn't you want to know right away that she has a kid in case you're really not interested in being a stepdad? and you're wasting your time, basically.
Well, hold on. Why are you sticking stepdad into it? It could be just somebody wants to have a relationship. Doesn't mean that you have to be the father in there. You're assuming that the mother's looking for a kind of sugar daddy.
No.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that if ever it does end up being going very, very well,
yeah,
and you start having a real relationship with this person,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but you're going to be involved in the kid's life.
For a certain amount, yeah, absolutely. And you know, but you're not going to be a provider. The father does that.
No, you're not going to. Well, what if there is no father?
Okay, well, then
there's no mother for you.
Yeah, but you're not buying the kid's school supplies. That's the mother's job.
No, but that has nothing to do with it. I'm just talking about the responsibility of having a kid in this relationship.
When you, I say you introduce it after a couple of dates when you say, okay, this person looks interesting. We've been on a couple of dates. It's going well. I could see myself in a relationship with them. Then you say, hey, I want to let you know I do have a kid, you know, in case that's an issue for you. I don't think it's necessary to bring it up right away. If somebody brings it up right away, it wouldn't bother me either way. But like, even if the person told me later, I wouldn't care either. I'd understand.
You understand that she has a kid, or that why she didn't tell you?
I understand why she didn't tell me, because there's a lot of guys might off the bat be, oh, fuck that.
Well, that's it. There is people like that, right? Like a person.
Yeah, there
is. I don't think I would be okay with the fact that he has a kid.
For me?
My age.
At my age?
To tell me right away. But at the same time, I don't want to pressure him to tell me right away, because it might be, you know, I don't know. Dude, moral dilemma.
For me, it's you let it come naturally. If I'm told a bit later, I'm at the point where we're close in age. I'm early 30s. I'm expecting people to have kids, and if they do, it's not an issue for me. So if they tell me before or after, I personally don't care, and I understand why people might be hesitant to say right away, because that you might be coming on a little strong if you say it right away.
Yeah,
say,
that's what I think.
Hey, I got a kid. You want me to be a daddy? Fuck you. You know, so. What the fuck are you saying? You know, so like when I see that,
man, relax.
If I'm on like Plenty of Fish and I see the holding the baby up, I usually say no right away. So,
but
in my head,
that's exactly what I mean. Like when,
yeah,
and that's exactly how it came up. It's because a friend of mine was on Tinder and they were seeing these pictures.
Oh, God.
I know they were on Tinder.
You're bringing a kid in on Tinder? That's
they had a picture
wrong
with a kid, right? And then that got me thinking of the fact that, hey, well, do you get involved? Do you swipe right or do you swipe left if you see a guy or a girl with holding a kid?
On Tinder, I'd probably be a no.
But with
because that's like, why are you putting a picture of your kid in like it's a fuck site? Like
it's not necessary.
Yeah, it is. Come on, let's be honest.
Not anymore.
Some women like to fucking feel important there. They got a bunch of guys adding them or whatever.
The same sex but one is
the guy is on the Grindr. Yeah, the guy is on Tinder to fuck. That's it.
Not always.
Listen, you're not a guy. You don't know what you're talking
probably
about.
Probably 99%.
99% of women are fucking teases, and they just want to like add me to Tinder. That's all. It's fucking bullshit.
Well, anyway, she was fucking on it, and there was a kid, and that was wondering if you swipe
like,
right or you swipe left.
I'd swipe left means no, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd swipe the fuck out of her.
But if you meet her at a party,
yeah,
you want to know,
fine,
and you'd be fine with
well,
it.
Here's the thing. Is she carrying around a fucking her baby on her shoulder when she's during the party? No. So why are you fucking have that as your main photo?
You're dumb. I'm dumb.
What are you talking about? It's the same thing.
It's not, though.
It so is.
Okay, now you get in the show now.
Okay. Ending the show, episode B. Are we still calling it BYOB?
Yeah.
All right. So it's still tentative, but pretty much going to be BYOB. End of episode 2. This is Charlie. This is not Charlie. That is Charlie. This is Old School saying thank you very much for listening.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good
started peeing right next to my urinal.
Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.